USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does, he gets into office, is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increases disproportionately affect low and middle income families. The FBI is teaming up with the Justice Department to launch a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that are exploiting supply chain disruptions in the U.S., making increased profits in violation of federal antitrust laws. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pestilence Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.